You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, hearty congratulations go out to Bill and Nancy Hardy. It's a girl. The little harmonic Melanie Joy arrived at 3:42 p.m. Now, Bill duly notes that specific daylight time. On September the 22nd at 9 pounds even, mother, daughter, and father are doing fine, so I guess it's back to those early morning a.m. feedings and a little DX for the Hardys. From the DX Time Machine 25 years ago, from September 19th, 1964, many members offered Ray Edge congratulations for a job well done after he stepped down as the publisher, and Dick Cooper replaced him with this issue. Sheldon Miller of Miami Beach, Florida, typed up a musing during Hurricane Cleo, noting that the roar of 85-mile-per-hour winds made DXing impossible. Alan Neeson of Fort Lee, New Jersey, inquired if anyone was missing a pair of pants, which were found at the hotel at the Buffalo Convention. Now, 10 years ago, from October 8th, 1979, coming from Louisville, and guest editor Dick Truax, column editors included John Bowker, Ray Aruda, Chuck Hutton, John Kromika, John Collerman, Bill Hale, Ernest Cooper, and they had a 16-page membership list, which was typed by Pat Hartledge. I'd like to remind all our subscribers that send in their subscriptions via the returnable edition, and also a lot of you members who write to us here at the DX Audio Service, that we are entering the holiday season, and that means, just like the turtles do in the winter, that the mail moves a little slow. So if you would, please be sure to send that stuff in a couple days early, just to make sure it gets to us on time for the next edition of the DX Audio Service. A new series of QSL cards has been issued by Radio Netherlands to celebrate the 25th year of the European Space Agency, the ESA. The technical center for the ESA is located on the North Dutch Sea coast. Correct reception reports will get one of these brand new cards. The series is limited and available while the supply lasts. The special program about the Bonaire Relay Station has brought in a huge response to Radio Netherlands, and it has taken longer than ordinarily planned to send out the special QSL card commemorating 20 years of Radio Netherlands Caribbean Relay Station. But they should have been processed by the time that this is heard, so hopefully you have your card in time. Well, what'd you think of last month's Market Scope? Did you find it slightly indecent? Well, the FCC is starting to think that way, and the FCC has fined a Detroit, Michigan radio station for indecency. Now, led by Chairman Alfred Sykes, the Federal Communications Commission continued last week its crackdown on broadcast indecency. They tentatively imposed a $2,000 fine on WLLZ-FM in Detroit, Michigan, for its morning broadcast nearly 2 years ago of an off-color song parody of the Bengals song, Walk Like an Egyptian. Now, the notice alleges that WLLZ-FM broadcast a song about 9 a.m. on January 21st of 1988. The notice is a upshot of a complaint filed the same day as the broadcast by Michael Caesar of Riverview, Michigan, a certified financial planner and a father of two teenagers. Oh, great. That's great, Caesar said on the hearing the news from the FCC. I'm glad that somebody finally took action. The song is very offensive, and it was the kind of show that kids listen to. Now, under pressure from anti-pornography groups, the Federal Communications Commission announced in April of 1987 its intention to come down hard on broadcast indecency. However, the campaign turned out to be more talk than action during the chairmanship of Dennis Patrick, which began in April of 1987 and ended last August. The FCC fined just one station, KZKC-TV, in Kansas City, Missouri, despite mounting backlogs of complaints. In contrast to the Patrick FCC, the Sykes FCC has taken four indecency actions in just 2 months. In addition to last week's, the FCC sent inquiry letters to three other radio stations, KSJO-FM in San Jose, California, WFBQ-FM in Indianapolis, Indiana, and WLUP-AM in Chicago, Illinois. KSJO has already responded, noting that it had fired the offending disc jockey, Perry Stone. The other two asked for and received additional time to respond. Senator Jesse Helms, Republican from North Carolina, stirred up the already muddy legal waters of indecency a few months ago by pushing through a bill requiring anti-indecency enforcement 24 hours a day, regardless of how many children were likely to be watching or listening. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington has stayed the law pending a full review, but the FCC is still free under prior law to act against alleged daytime violations. The FCC is planning to launch an inquiry, possibly as early as next month, to build a record in support of the 24-hour ban. Well, here's something we haven't done in a long time. That is our DX tests, the CPC tests. WYST 1010 in Baltimore, Maryland will conduct a DX test on Monday, November the 6th, 1989, from 0330 to 0400 Eastern Local Time. Now, during the test, WYST will raise their power from the nighttime power of 28 watts to 1,000 watts non-directional. This equipment test will use the oldies music from WYST's normal format, with frequent announcements identifying this as a broadcast test. Now, please send all reports, including return postage, to Mr. Dan O'Neill, Program Director of WYST-AM, 1111 Park Avenue, The Penthouse, Baltimore, Maryland, 21201. This test was arranged by Bob Harrison and the Colorado CPC Machine for the National Radio Club. And it's time now for our DXchange column here on the DX Audio Service. From the DXchange, Fritz Melberg would like to trade his clean ICOM R71A for a well-kept R70 and $300 cash. The R71A has the narrow FL44 PBT filter and notch in AM mod, plus manuals and boxes. Also for sale is a Sony ICF 2010 at $225, or trade for another portable. You can contact Fritz at 1505 Central, Harwarden, Hawarden, Iowa, 51023, or call Fritz at area code 712-552-2458, evenings except on Tuesdays. Leroy Johnson, who is one of the visitors to the convention, is offering Supreme Publications the early radio schematics from 1926 to 1960, including all types of chassis, at a package for $150. You can contact Leroy at 2400 James in Topeka, Kansas, 66614, or call him at 913-272-6612. Isaac Evans, who has thousands of electronic magazines and books for sale, some dating back to the 1920s, and he'll send you a list for a self-addressed stamped envelope. You can write to him at 18503 Canyon Cove Drive in Crosby, Texas, and the zip code is 77532. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, and you'd like it listed on the DXchange, it's simple to do, and in fact, we can give you a little bit more publicity now that we have a new address for the DXchange. Send it to DXchange, D-X-C-H-A-N-G-E, National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 5711, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-0711. Now, that address is only for the DXchange. Again, Post Office Box 5711, Topeka, Kansas, 66605-0711. And, of course, all the other stuff goes up to headquarters at the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And if you'd like to write to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, our address is simply this: the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue. That's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. The DX News printed edition has gone back to its weekly schedule. Therefore, we have three editions of AM Switch to catch you up on this edition of the audio service, starting with number 209 and call letter changes on 730 KBOY, Medford, Oregon, becomes KRVC. On 970 KVIM, Cochila, California, becomes KCLB. On 1050 WTPO, Conyers, Georgia, this station finally has officially changed to WPBE after several different call letter changes. They applied for WPBE once before. The authorization time ran out before they used the call, so they had to apply for it again. But according to our friend and member Dana Yeoman in Griffin, Georgia, this station has changed now to WPBE and will remain so. That's on 1050 in Conyers, Georgia. On 1190, WOOO, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, becomes WOEQ. Two changes on 1230, WFNS, Manchester, Connecticut, becomes WLVH. And WIGW in Berlin, New Hampshire, that's the station that was silent. They are coming back on the air. As a matter of fact, they are now back on the air with a new call of WMOU. On 1300, KSWN, McCook, Nebraska, changing to KBRL. 1330, WDLW, Waltham, Massachusetts, becomes WAFN. We have two changes on 1340, WYOM, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, becomes WBCR. And KTEO, San Angelo, Texas, changes to KOJO. 1410, WATD, Brockton, Massachusetts, changes to WMSX. And on 1550, WTBP, Parsons, Tennessee, changes to WKYJ. One new station was granted in Edition 209. That's on 840 in Yountville, California, 2,500 watts daytime, 250 watts night, with a U4 antenna. Under applications from existing facilities, some of interest include on 630 KHDL Opportunity Washington. They'd like to move to 840 kilohertz. 1360 WGNN Lawrenceville, Georgia would like to move to 610 kilohertz. 1400 WSJM St. Joseph, Michigan wants to move to 1310 kilohertz. And on 1570 WKOL Amsterdam, New York would like to change their city of license and move their transmitter to Ballston Spa, New York. This station was bought by the people who own WCSS 1490, also in Amsterdam, New York. And, of course, the FCC says you can't own two AM stations in the same market. So moving the 1570 station to Ballston Spa, New York, would satisfy the FCC's regulations concerning the co-location of facilities. Under otherness, the FCC has finally begun cleaning house on some of the long-standing construction permits for new stations which have never been built. And they include the following, which you can now cross out of your log. These have been canceled. They no longer exist, and the call letters go back into the pool. 720 WGNZ, Tuckahoe, Virginia. 840 KUIP, Gardnerville, Nevada. 1040 WKAO, Hanahan, South Carolina. 1200 KRDE, Pismo Beach, California. And 1340 KJLY, Klamath Falls, Oregon. In addition to that, the license for WKRE in Janesville, Virginia on 1520 has been canceled. That station no longer exists. You can scratch that off your log also. Moving on to edition number 210, just a few call letter changes. On 690 WAPE, Jacksonville, Florida becomes WPDQ. There's a call letter change many of you may have already noticed. During Hurricane Hugo, WAPE was one of the closest facilities to the area of devastation that still had power. And, of course, with 50,000 watts, they have considerable coverage up and down the East Coast. They were authorized temporarily to operate their 50,000-watt daytime power and pattern at night to carry emergency traffic for the hurricane-stricken area. And many, many people all over the eastern part of the U.S. heard WAPE for those few days with the new call WPDQ. On 760, KJIM Thornton, Colorado becomes KRZN. And on 1150, KRZN Englewood, Colorado becomes KJIM as those two stations change facilities with each other. And on 1540, KNZS Soquel, California becomes KLAU. One new station was granted in addition to 10. That's on 670 kilohertz in Claremont, Virginia, a daytime-only station with 20,000 watts, a D3 antenna, and 5,000 watts of critical hours power. Under grants to existing facilities, just a few of real interest. On 1230 WBOW, Terre Haute, Indiana, will be moving to 640 kilohertz. They'll have 250 watts day and night. The antenna will be U2. On 1290 KLVS, one of the All Elvis stations in Lake Oswego, Oregon, this station has been silent. They've received a grant to relocate their transmitter, so evidently the people who own that station are planning on eventually putting it back on the air. In our otherness column from 210, some highlights include on 640, Battleground, Indiana, application for a new station in that town has been dismissed. Likewise, on 670, application for a new station in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, has also been dismissed. On 810 WXLR, Hahira, Georgia, this new station is on the air. They have a religious format. They identify themselves as Light 81. On 1000 KBIB, Marion, Texas, another new station on the air. On 1110 WBT, Charlotte, North Carolina, both their towers for their night pattern were toppled by Hurricane Hugo. This station presently is operating non-directional at night. So if you live in possibly the western part of the country and have had trouble hearing WBT, you might be able to hear them now until they get the new directional system put back up. On 1220 KBET, Santa Clara, California, we had a little mystery about this station. Since it was licensed to Canyon Country, California, but has been heard on the air announcing Santa Clarita as its city of license. Here's the story. Canyon Country, California was an unincorporated area. When the construction permit for this station was issued, Canyon Country was the city of license, even though it was an unincorporated area. Canyon Country and three other unincorporated areas voted to form the new city of Santa Clarita, which thus becomes the city of license for this new station, which, by the way, is on the air. So cross out Canyon Country and put in the newly created city of Santa Clarita, California on 1220. On 1330 KDRQ, Wishick, North Dakota, this station went silent the 15th of September. The owners say they may eventually return it to the air or possibly may move the station to Linton, North Dakota, but neither of those things is expected to happen in the near future. 1380 KLNI, Pearl City, Hawaii, this silent station has been sold to the Hawaiian Public Radio Service and is expected to return to the air soon. And on 1400 KIVR, Cave Junction, Oregon, this silent station is in the process of being sold, so the silence is probably not permanent. And finally, we move on to edition 211 of AM Switch. Quite a few call letter changes in 211. Starting on 690 WYIS, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania changes to WPAG. 770 WWSS, Lynn Haven, Florida. This is a new station that is not yet on the air, but when they come on the air, they will have the new call of WFBN. 790 KOSY, Texarkana, Texas changes to KKYR. On 950, WBJW, Orlando, Florida, becomes WOMX. On 1000, WZIP, Jupiter, Florida, becomes WEXI. 1230, two changes, KCBN, Reno, Nevada, becomes KRNO. And KDOV, Talent, Oregon, becomes KSJK. 1320, KEMX, Salt Lake City, Utah, changing to KUTR. 1340, KSYX, Santa Rosa, New Mexico, becomes KSSR. This station has been silent for quite a long time. The fact that new call letters have been issued probably signals that they will be returning to the air. 1400, KILE, Galveston, Texas, becomes KTUS. On 1440, WOOJ, Lehigh Acres, Florida, changes to WWCL. 1450, WBIG, Gastonia, North Carolina, becomes WGNC, going back to their former call. On 1460, KSO, Des Moines, Iowa. Quite a surprise to see some of the old three-letter calls being dropped. They become KGGO. 1470, KFQX, Abilene, Texas, becomes KNTS. We have two changes on 1480 WYDK, Yadkinville, North Carolina. Changes to WDIX. Also 1480 KMEZ, Dallas, Texas, to KDBN. On 1510, KACJ, Greenwood, Arkansas, becomes KZKZ. Two changes on 1520, WDBS, Eatonton, Georgia, becomes WKVQ. And KSGO, Oregon City, Oregon, changes to KFXX. And finally on 1560, KFRS, Sumner, Washington, becomes KZIZ. Grants to existing facilities, only one of any meaningful proportions on 1360 WMNE, Menominee, Wisconsin, will be sliding down the dial. Their new frequency will be 880 kilohertz, 10,000 watts daytime, 210 watts night with the U2 antenna. And looking through the otherness column on 550, we find that KLLV in the very tiny town of Breen, Colorado, arguably the smallest town with a licensed AM station, KLLV, Breen, Colorado, this new station has moved here to 550 from their former frequency of 1560 kilohertz. On 750, KKNO, Gretna, Louisiana, a new station on the air. They have a black gospel-oriented format. 1110 WKEG, Washington, Pennsylvania, silent for several months. They are back on the air. On 1130, KOFK, Milan, New Mexico, new station is on the air. 1450, WPSE, Erie, Pennsylvania. When WEYZ moved from 1450 to 1330, this frequency was vacated and the facility was donated to Pennsylvania State University. Penn State now has their station on the air on 1450, WPSE, Erie, Pennsylvania. And by the way, even though this station is owned by a college, they are carrying commercial newscasts from CBS Network. On 1510, KCCV, Independence, Missouri, this station says that their move to 760 kilohertz is expected from 60 to 90 days. And finally on 1550, WCXJ, Braddock, Pennsylvania, silent station is back on the air. And that wraps it up for this edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in a month on the next edition of the NRC DX Audio Service. Now, once again, here's Fred.
And it's time now for our Musings from Members column. And these are the thoughts of the NRC members, and the opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers, or the National Radio Club.
This is Mark Marino calling in from Long Beach again. We got a few changes here. XTRA apparently is going to be going all news. They're running a mostly headline news except for two talk shows, one in the morning and one in the evening, Steve Garvey and Lee Hamilton. And KCBQ 1170 is now Cool Gold. It's now separate from the FM Eagle 105.3. And KRTH AM 930 is now simulcasting at least in the evenings with their FM, and KFAC did become KKBT today, Thursday, September, I believe it's 21st, at 12 noon.
Hello, Fred. This is Joe DeCourcy from Chicago, one of your newer members. Just calling first time on the Action Line, saying that I am very impressed with the magazine. And as of right now, September 30th, WOPA is still not on the air. So I have no idea what the holdup is, but I will keep you informed. Keep up the great work, and I'm looking forward to November's magazine already. Thank you very much for all your hard work.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Dana Yeoman speaking to you from Griffin, Georgia. And I'd like to say that our net, I'm sorry to say, does not serve the 6 and 2 call district very good, but the frequency is 3.840 on Sunday nights primarily. And we would like to have everybody join us. Also, we want to say congratulations to Dick Truax for upgrading to extra class license. And WPBE in Conyers, Georgia on 1050 is WPBE now. They changed to that. They used WTPO for about a week, and now they're WPBE. Let me say something else I was going to say about, the net. We're going to start meeting every night. It's starting at 7:30 Eastern through the week, and run down the AM band and then come back and see what we can find and talk about it and what we picked up. And it'll make it pretty interesting to stay on there and talk about what we're getting. Of course, we can't rebroadcast, but we can talk about them anyway. So we'd like for everybody to join us on 3840 on Sunday nights and primarily through the week. We'll meet at 7:30 and 8:30, 9:30, and 10. Just call on the hour and a half hour until you get someone. So somebody will probably be around, being the static crashes on the low bands are down.
Hi, this is Joe Sorensen in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today, October 9th, 1989. KSJN at 1330 on the AM dial. As of today, October 9th, has changed their call letters to KNOW at 1330 on the AM dial, which reflects the news and information format. So I just thought I'd let you know that. Enjoy the DX audio service very much, and signing off, and talk to you later.
Well, hello, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh from Oakland here with a message regarding KRTH, AM and FM in Los Angeles. Apparently, from reports, they started simulcasting the FM and the AM about 2 weeks ago. It's now June 10th, just after midnight here. And I just discovered it a couple of days ago. I don't know exactly when it started. According to my friend Jay Arnold, he knows a friend down there that says it started about a couple of weeks ago. And they are not IDing the AM. So I was listening to them, and they say, K-Earth 101 after dark, KRTH FM Los Angeles. They do not ID the AM, and I hear that Beasley Broadcasting Group, which now owns K-Earth, wants to get rid of the AM, and the same thing with the AM not identifying itself happened when KWYZ AM was being sold. So I wonder if this is the time that K-Earth AM is to be dumped, as per what I had heard. Anyway, I guess that's all, and happy DX, and I'll see you guys later.
Hey, Fred, this is Chris Swank in Fairfield, California. I'm just now receiving on 850 kilohertz KXL in Washington State. I forget what city it's in. It's either Seattle or Vancouver, Washington. I'm not sure which. But I am receiving it, and I have not received it before on this frequency. I think I either received nothing or, if anything, a KKOB. But they're coming in real, real strong this evening. That's all I have for now. Thank you.
Hello, this is John McCann, early on a Saturday morning, October 14th. I just wanted to make a note or two here. DXing the other night on 850, trying to get KOA, which was buried beneath WRMR. I don't ever recall seeing that station out of Cleveland, but evidently it's going on all night with a remember format, the RMR for remember. Music of Your Life was the format I recall. It was a big band, and just find that pretty interesting. Wonder if that was a daytimer in Cleveland. Now has a nighttime authorization, or has gone to full-time. But there go the days of readily DX and KOA. And wonder if anyone out there has information on a station that broadcasts time ticks and a beep every minute with a Spanish overlay. It's broadcasting on 590, 940, and 1270 kilohertz are the frequencies on which I have picked this station up. Basically seems to be news or a running commentary of some sort, and then on the minute there's a beep and there's two Morse code letters, either LR or KR or RR. I've heard both, but it's a very interesting sort of, I don't know whether it's a time standard combined with a news service or what it is. Maybe Tim Hendel can help with that. So long.
Fred, this is Tom Likens in Louisa, Kentucky again. The date is October 1st. if any hams out there are league members of the ARRL, full members, and would like to receive QST in Braille with advertising, I'm conducting a feasibility study to see how many would, and if anyone would, they can contact me at my address. At last name is L-Y-K-I-N-S. The call is WD4, Romeo Whiskey Uniform. Address is 419 North Lock Avenue, L-O-C-K, Louisa, Kentucky, 41230-1181. Telephone during the day, preferably 606-638-4735, or you can contact me through the National Traffic System. I wanted to make a couple of corrections need to be made, and the first one is that WOKT in Cannonsburg, Kentucky, is not in the Louisville market. It is in the Ashland-Huntington-Ironton market, Ashland, Kentucky, Huntington, West Virginia, and Ironton, Ohio, which is a distance of about 200 miles from Louisville. Also, WHEZ, a couple of months ago, John Bowker could not identify that station. Instead of Huntington, Indiana, that should have been Huntington, West Virginia, but the station is no longer around. It is now WTCR AM and FM. And originally it was WHEZ, and then WTCR bought them out. And they moved WHEZ to AM, and then as of 1985, it was WTCR AM and FM. And also, on the WIBC jingles, I think that they're the most creative jingles that I've heard, the old ones. And I wonder if you have the jingle where the little kid's singing that she likes lollipops in Indianapolis and WIBC. Thank you, Fred. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you on the next DX Audio Service.
Oh, I like Indianapolis lollipops and WIBC. Silly rhymes, Christmas time, kids whose faces are happy as mine. Yes, I like Indianapolis chocolate bars and WIBC. Ice cream on a sunny day. All my friends who come and play. Lollipops, Indianapolis, WIBC.
And for you amateur radio operators and DX enthusiasts, a slightly different version.
Coming in Indianapolis loud and clear.
Everybody, this month's travelogue is going to focus on 550 kilohertz as we are still right near the beginning of our band scan all the way up to 1600 again. And at 550, let's see, what have we got? About 27 or 28 stations at 550 right now, but I couldn't help noticing back to my 1925 listing of call signs. And by the way, I have them now pretty much every year, starting in 1922, right up to the present time. I got a couple of gaps, but we'll get those filled in at the FCC here in the next month or so, so it ought to be pretty good. But I'm looking back into 1925, and what do I notice except there are only two stations on the air in the whole United States in 1925 at 550 on the dial. And maybe that shouldn't astonish me too much, but the representation, one of them is KSD in St. Louis, 500 watts. Wow, you know what the other one is? You won't believe this. KFUO in St. Louis, 500 watts. They shared time, and those are the only two stations at 550. It makes you wonder how many other stations, if I go through this list. Incidentally, it's also interesting to notice that this list, which is organized by call sign, they go right down the alphabet almost, like KFUM is, where is that? In Colorado Springs, yeah. KFUO, St. Louis, KFUP in Denver, KFUQ in San Francisco. So it's kind of interesting to look at some of these old lists. And if anybody can make up any good way I could use these old lists, I was in touch with Tim Hendel, and Tim suggested that it might be fun to hear sort of a bygone band scan, we were calling it, of maybe Miami, that's where Tim lives, or New York or Los Angeles, in 1925, 1935, 1945, you see what I'm saying, and to see how things changed over the years. Well, I don't know. Maybe we could do that. Fred, we could set it to music.
Oh, sure, a waltz or something like that, right?
Maybe it would come out okay that way, but we'll see. Okay, let's talk more about 550 today. Yeah, this is a regional channel. That means, of course, that you can have stations, Class 3 stations for the most part, on the 550 channel operating with up to 5,000 watts. And as I just look down, let me just eyeball this list here. Most of them are 5,000 or one, maybe 1,000, a couple of exceptions. A few of them go down to 1,000 watts at night, and there are a couple of daytimers in there, too. So, anyway, this regional channel, there are 27 or 28, depending upon how you count them, stations right now on the channel. And do we have all of them? No. We may have almost half of them, but, of course, some of them have changed call letters, and you'll hear those stations twice on this, but that's the way it goes. So, let's start again on the East Coast, as best I can organize this, and we'll start, where are we going to start? 550. I guess we'd start... let's start in Waterbury, Vermont. Then we'll go down to Pawtucket and then head west from there. And we'll see where it takes us on the November DX Audio Service Travelogue.
The Red Sox send Roger Clemens to the mound tonight against the Cleveland Indians. The game to be heard on WDEV. And the Vermont Reds play Glens Falls tonight.
Mostly cloudy is the weather word tonight and again tomorrow. Lows tonight will be generally around 60 and a highs tomorrow 75. You are listening to Vermont Station of the Year, WDEV Waterbury, Montpelier. It's 5 o'clock.
CNN Radio News. President Reagan told foreign journalists his administration is doing everything it can to end the Iran-Iraq war.
That's Joy, Apollo 100 on WXTR with the world's finest music for Providence and Rhode Island from Pawtucket. Good evening. I'm Bob Grassi.
You know, Fred, it occurs to me that for some of our newer subscribers who may not have been hearing some of the things we've said over the past year or two, this next ID remains in Pawtucket, but it's a prime example of what the FCC does not want a station identification to sound like. You know, you have to give the call letters followed immediately by the city. There are some exceptions. You can put the frequency in there or the owner, but it's got to be the call letters and the city of license. And here is a Pawtucket station, and I think it's my favorite of all in the United States of how to beat the system. Listen.
O'clock on a Tuesday holiday morning in the Ocean State. Hello, I'm Tom Casey. Tell a friend about G55 WGNG Pawtucket. It's music for your lifestyle.
9:30 on WHLM, AM and FM in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. And attention, homemaker.
It's 10 a.m. on WJMW Bloomsburg. Time for the award-winning public affairs show, Town Talk, on WJMW.
Good morning and welcome to Town Talk, our public affairs show here on WJMW. I'm your host, Tim Vincent, and our topic this morning...
Hour's top story, President Reagan and the Pope meet in Rome. For Tom Shannon, I'm Christy Nelson. Our next report in 53 minutes on WGR Buffalo, where news comes first.
Every time I hear our meteorologist there, Hendrikus J. Luloff, I always think about the Muppet Show where they do the Swedish chef.
Yes. Here's Kadoo, Kadoo, Kadoo.
Millions of dollars worth of memories all weekend long. You're listening to the Million Dollar Weekend on WGR 550.
Buffalo's news and information leader, WGR, keeping you informed. Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm John Belmont.
AM 55, WDRV, Statesville. Keeping you in...
It's WDVM, AM, FM in Statesville.
A long-awaited letter from a loved one far away. An old song that runs through heart's memory. And WAYR, Orange Park, Florida.
WASG at Moore.
Don't forget it's the Bengals playing the Browns Sunday. You can hear it here on 55 WKRC Cincinnati, the voice of the Bengals. It's Dave Mason. It's 7 o'clock.
The Gov wants you to vote no.
Come on and play.
12 o'clock at U55 WSAU Wausau.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes.
And now stay tuned for Meet the Press. Next, when Donald Rumsfeld, counselor to the president with cabinet rank, will be heard on NBC and here on the St. Louis Post-Dispatch station, KSD Radio 55.
KSD St. Louis, Emil Wilde. NBC News on the Hour.
The home of real country cash. Real country cash.
55, KUSA, St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Nights on Broadway at Alma School Road, the Bee Gees, here at 55 KOI Phoenix, Arizona's radio station, 65 degrees at 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon, this is Don Andrews in the KOI News Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Much More Music Station,
KAFY Bakersfield.
Or back-to-back music at KUZZ Bakersfield's Best Country.
Hi there, I'm Mike McCartney. Join me every Tuesday and Sunday morning from midnight to 4:30 right here on KMVI Wailuku. Stay tuned now for Mutual News.
The time in Hawaii is 4 o'clock.
Mutual News via satellite. I'm Bill Gormley.
Well, Bill, it's probably just as well that your news goes by satellite. Now, there are two more stations we have on the DX Audio Service 550 tape.
That's the news to midday, brought to you by Cherry's Travel Service. This is CFNB Radio, Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Peters with CFNB Sports.
This is the voice of Cuba, broadcasting from Cuba, free territory of the Americas.
Well, that about wraps up the 550 tape as we have it here in the travelogue of the DX Audio Service. Say, if you have any stations in your area broadcasting at 550 on the dial and you didn't hear them in today's travelogue, be sure to make a cassette recording of the station break at the top of the hour where they give the ID and the city, and a few seconds or a minute or so either ahead or right after the ID. And then what we'll do is add it to the DX Audio Service tape. And I don't know if we'll ever go through this a third time. Who knows? But at least we will have it all in one place. And that's kind of the value, I think, of the collection. And make it available, of course, to all the members, as we do all the time. Next month, we have 560. And we'll be seeing you at that time. And maybe even a little later on this tape. How about that, Fred? Yeah, I understand you're going to be on the Marketscope with Phil Wayne. Awesome. Simply awesome. I don't know if I can confine myself to two of the better announcers on at the same time. How about that? Have a letter that was written in DX News from Dave Schmidt to Paul Swearingen concerning some of the frequency tests. It says, Paul, it's been a while since I sat down and dropped anyone a note. The contract engineering business has been going great guns here, and we're now up to 17 stations as clients. Additionally, we are getting involved in studio and transmitter installations. I knew things were taking off, but the pace has continued to grow very quickly. Now, as you know, I was offering to help with the frequency checklist of after midnight frequency checks, which I have been doing. I really can't offer any additional help from you now on, since I feel that it might be a conflict of interest if I start writing to other people for their after midnight list. So if anyone would like to take over the job, I would be glad to help them, but they would have to do the signatures, etc. There are only about five of us doing the after-midnight frequency checks in this day and age. Now, his list is as follows. On Monday a.m. after third Sunday, WINX at 1600 in Maryland is testing with tone from 0-1500 to 0-2500. WYFC in Pennsylvania on 1530 is testing from 0-30 to 0-40 with tone. WMBT on 1530 in Pennsylvania is testing from 0-40 to 0-50 with tone. WRAW on 1340 in Pennsylvania is testing from 0115 to 0125 with tone. On Tuesday a.m. after the third Monday, WCTN 950 in Maryland is testing from 01 to 010 Eastern with tone. WAHT on 1510 in Pennsylvania is testing from 015 to 025 with tone. WKBO on 1230 in Pennsylvania is testing from 030 to 040 with tone. WQIN on 1290 in Pennsylvania miscellaneous, testing from 040 to 050 with Tome. On the Monday a.m. after the fourth Sunday, WSHP on 1480 in Pennsylvania is testing from 0520 to 0530 with Tone. WLLN on 1370 in North Carolina is testing from 0535 to 0545 with Tone. And WHOL on 1600 in Pennsylvania is testing from 0545 to 0555 with Tone. Finally, on Thursday a.m. after the fourth Wednesday, WZKT on 1490 in Virginia is testing from 01 to 010 with Tone. And WRTA on 1240 in Pennsylvania is testing from 0105 to 0115 with Tone. And that's some of the frequency checks. And on part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service, we got the travel log, we got interviews, we got DX and more. So stay tuned to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for November 1989.